Hello everyone, this is Noah.
And I'm Simon.
And welcome to the Resolve Podcast.
We're your resource for all things mental health, academic success, and personal growth.
Devoted to helping students thrive and build the resilience to succeed in school and in life.
What is cognitive processing therapy? Cognitive processing therapy, CPT, is an effective form of talk therapy for treating post-traumatic stress disorder and other mental health conditions brought on by trauma. Cognitive processing therapy, CPT, is a form of cognitive behavioral therapy that helps people overcome feelings of shame, numbness, and guilt in post-traumatic stress disorder. The trauma could be caused by accidents, abuse, natural disasters, or domestic violence. CPT works by helping you challenge and change your thoughts and beliefs to treat these symptoms. What does cognitive processing therapy treat? CPT is an effective form of talk therapy for treating post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, and other conditions like dissociation, anxiety, and depression that are brought on by trauma. How does cognitive processing therapy work? A traumatic event can alter how you or someone you love views the world. As someone tries to make sense of this trauma, it can lead to negative thoughts and feelings about the self, others, and the world at large. Before starting CPT, you and your therapist will sit down and set realistic goals for your time in therapy. Then, throughout 12 sessions, CPT teaches you new skills that you can use to challenge these thoughts and beliefs, helping you recover from the trauma. What key areas does cognitive processing therapy target? CPT targets 5 key areas of life that are affected by trauma: safety, trust, control, confidence, intimacy, and relationships. What are the techniques used in cognitive processing therapy? CPT is split up into 3 different stages across the 12 sessions. Each stage incorporates various techniques to improve your well-being. Psychoeducation. The first step involves teaching you about PTSD, emotions, and thoughts. This can help you learn about intrusive or automatic thoughts that might be harmful and contribute to the other symptoms of PTSD. As part of the stage, you will write an impact statement describing why the traumatic event happened to you and using that as a starting point to understand how it has shaped your current thoughts, beliefs, and emotions. Changing beliefs. Next, you will write more about your feelings and thoughts surrounding the traumatic event. Reading the statement helps break the pattern of avoiding the trauma. The therapist can help you spot and question inaccurate or unhelpful beliefs associated with the trauma. Eventually, you'll gain the skills to question any thoughts or beliefs that might pop up in your mind. Skills education. The final step is learning new skills to apply them in the real world. You'll also receive some worksheets from your therapist to teach you how to use these new skills to help you regulate your emotions and further address unhelpful thoughts. What are the benefits of cognitive processing therapy? CPT can provide many benefits, including improving confidence, reducing your feelings of guilt or blame, improving your ability to regulate and process emotions, improving your tolerance of negative emotions, becoming more trustful, challenging negative thoughts and beliefs, regaining a sense of control in life, and reducing feelings of hopelessness, and improving your ability to build relationships with friends, loved ones, and romantic partners. Takeaways. CPT is an effective form of talk therapy that can help you learn to overcome PTSD or other mental health problems like anxiety or depression caused by trauma. This form of therapy can help you learn to change negative thoughts and beliefs while learning new skills to help you overcome the effects of the trauma. If you're interested in finding a therapist to help you with your symptoms, Resolve offers free consultations and low-cost therapy sessions.
And of course, a disclaimer. This podcast and all of our mental health learning and educational content is not therapy and is not a replacement for therapy.
Please seek professional help if needed. Go to www.resolve2vs.ca to get the support you need.
And that's all for now. We hope this was helpful in some small way. If you like our content, please subscribe and give us a 5-star review wherever you are listening. Make sure to keep updated with all of our content on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter.
And of course, come check us out at resolve.ca to learn more about how our services can support your needs.
Till next time, take care. Theme song for this podcast is done by the band Mokuse no Maguro in their song Midnight Empty Street.